Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a website we've been working on and updating and improving for 15-plus years. And we continue to do the same every day. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you like to do, you like to listen, we got podcasts. You like to read, we got articles. You like to watch, we got video. So check it all out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we'll follow you home. We have an outstanding newsletter. We'll follow you home with it. If you'd rather have that, if you'd rather us remind you about what's coming up in the week ahead. So we'll do that. So that's all free right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison, Reverend John Harrison, certified financial planner, the author of Making Mammon Serve You. And we're talking this segment, in the previous segment, where I asked John to give us his perspective on the legacy of America's first black president. And this segment, John, since it's Black History Month, I'd like for you to talk to us about what that means to you as a black man, a black American. What does Black History Month mean to you?
Well, it's interesting because it's kind of changing. When I was a young person, I'm now, you know, rapidly approaching middle age. And when I was a young person, Black History Month was primarily about remedying the fact that black people were largely written out of school history books. Mm-hmm. It was an exercise, perhaps, in group self-esteem, and I say that without any descending tone. Mm-hmm. It was a way to say, oh, yes, we did. We have made contributions in numerous areas, and here's who did what, and you learn some about those who came before you that you weren't able to read about in school. That lack of information is less the issue now, in that we live in the internet age. It's hard to suppress the information that's out there. But as a business owner, Black History has come to mean two very different things for me, Black History Month in particular. One, it helps me to understand the reason for the difference between my politics and those of most of my peers.
How's that?
Because I realize that for, you know, a period of about 102 years, the federal government was really the only thing that made it a more just society for most black people.
Right.
Every bit of civic progress they got was courtesy of Congress or the courts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start back with the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863 and go all the way up to the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Even the Jim Crow laws, as dividing as they were intended to make to make progress, weren't they?
Well, I don't see the Jim Crow laws that way. I see them as the state's way of making black people feel inferior because they're not good enough to
associate with us. Okay, well, I guess I wasn't thinking of it that way. I was just thinking of it as another step toward progress. Maybe I was looking at it the wrong way. And again, I wasn't thinking of them as a good thing as much as just another step in the progress. In other words, in 1900, you couldn't have passed the Civil Rights Act that you passed.
Exactly.
But passed in 64. I guess that's the point I was making.
Sure, but my main thrust is that, given that, as an entrepreneur, I'm like you. I'm a person who takes risks. I'm a person who wants to go out on my own and do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how much, you know, excessive regulation and taxation and government intrusion is a problem. And so my politics have tended to be independent. They've tended to be small government oriented rather mm-hmm. than big government oriented. And that's always sort of brought me into
more
conflict.
Conservative than the black community has been.
Right. And I understand it a little bit better now, at least in the sense that if for people who are old enough to have lived through any major portion of that 102-year period,
mm-hmm.
they're kind of emotionally committed to the idea of a big central government as good guy and savior, because politically that's what it's been for them.
And how has that How is that commitment, that attraction, that feeling served the black community? So how's it serving them today, for example?
Well, now I think it's actually hurting them. And the reason
why is that so hard to see?
Because there's a difference between civic freedom, political victory, and economic progress. Mm-hmm. And I think the fight for freedom politically has been won. And now the fight primarily is for prosperity and economic progress.
Is that attitude,
doesn't come from big government.
Is that attitude that the black community has now about the federal government similar to the argument for unions?
Yes.
In other words, there was a time when this was necessary, but now it's no longer necessary. So we need to get rid of those old constructs, those 20th century constructs.
That's really how I see it, because you look at the history of working people, you know, unions at one point in history were really their savior.
Right.
And now they're more problem than solution.
My mother and dad were both union people. Mm-hmm. I was fed by a union job.
Mm-hmm.
Two union jobs, actually.
But
I think today, if my parents were seeing what the union bosses were doing, I don't think they'd like that.
Right. I think it's a very similar thing, and it's hard for some people to make that transition.
And it's very, very interesting analogy there. John, thank you again for your honesty, for your perspective. This has just been outstanding, hearing you talk about these things. Folks, John Harrison. John, give us your website, please.
It's aspirefa.com, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.
FA.com. The book is called Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. John's a certified financial planner. We're going to talk about that after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
To the velvet, underground, back to the floor, that I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.